It's Shake and Bake, and I help.
I met her at the Burger King. Fell up outside the machine.
Hey, where's the meat?
We have the meat.
I can't believe I ate that whole thing.
Mamma mia, that's a spicy meatball.
This is Heartburn Honeys with Jason and Stephanie and food.
You ate it, Ralph.
Ah, here we are. It's a lazy, well, not real lazy Saturday.
I've been busy all day.
I got my laundry done today. I just have to, the last load I have to pull out when I get home. I put your mirror back up.
I've been running all over town.
After I 3D printed new mirror brackets for you.
Well, I voted. And
excellent. I voted last week and mailed my ballot.
But while I was out voting,
mm-hmm.
I went to this grocery store on the part of town where the Board of Elections is, and I bought us some snacks.
Yay. Oh my God.
The guy at Apple's was so cute when he was bagging up the stuff. He said, "Would you like me to leave this outside so you can drink it in the car?" And I was like, "I am not housing a 24-ounce bottle of Faygo in the car." But I really appreciate that. Thank you.
I wonder if ICP drinks this.
I'm sure they do. So this is fireworks-flavored Faygo. And there's a picture of a bomb pop.
A bomb pop. One of my favorite.
My ice cream truck treat.
Yes.
Yeah. And they did not have a diet version, so we're, you know, going full sugar.
All right. I'll get it.
It's got sharp little teeths. Thank you.
There it is. I'm going to be careful. I'll let you take the first drink.
Okay, it smells like cotton candy.
Of course it does.
Well, they have a cotton candy flavor, which we've tried. Okay, that's delicious. Could not drink 24 ounces of it.
Wow. Okay. It tastes like a bomb pop.
It does. It's so good.
Oh.
It helps that it's trying to replicate something that's already artificially flavored.
Mm-hmm.
It always is worse when they try to recreate a regular natural flavor.
Right. So.
It's a little flat.
It's Faygo. Faygo is usually not. Faygo is at inconsistently carbonated.
Well, you know, it's not a higher end cola.
Which is why ICP loves it so much.
I mean,
because it's cheap.
Grew up in how would we put it, a disadvantaged part of town. We love Faygo.
Yeah,
Faygo's awesome.
I used to buy Faygo on a regular basis just because, you know, first of all, I liked flavor, you know, like different flavors. Okay, and what else do we have?
So they had a 2 for $6 deal on snack mixes.
Okay.
And so you're always buying the Chex Mix.
Mm-hmm.
So I got...
Ooh, the Gardettos.
Yeah.
I think I've had this before, but...
It's good.
It is good stuff.
Similar to Chex Mix, maybe a little more savory.
Right.
Oh, sorry for the horrible plastic sound.
Ooh, and they have the Rye Crisps in here. I know, I think... I can't remember, I think Oliver is like opposed to these.
The bagel chips?
The rye chips.
Is that rye or is it pumpernickel?
I'm not sure.
Tastes like rye.
It's crunchy.
Yeah, I would say rye, you're right. And one thing we don't have in this that you have in Chex Mix is Chex. So instead, they've got these little carby... They're like the...
But you get those in... You get those things in... Well, you get the...
It's got like different types of pretzel or cracker bits in it. I don't know what they call them. I'm looking in the bag to see. Yeah, there's no, like, guide to the insides. And then I got you something else on the way out of the store.
Mm-hmm.
The Boy Scouts was selling candy bars.
Ooh.
And the reason I bought them was because the Boy Scout who was there was running around the parking lot picking up the carts that the wind had taken away, because Apples is right up on the lake.
Right.
And carts were just, like, zooming around the parking lot like ghosts at them. And people were putting them back in the...
the corral?
Yeah, because people are assholes. So, excuse me. So, yeah, he was running around in his little Boy Scout uniform picking up the carts. And I was like, I'm buying some candy from this kid. So. I walked out of Apples with a cart full of trash.
That's the best way to be.
And a bag full of onions. Like, that was...
the healthiest thing you bought was
onions. It was unhinged, yeah. And while I was in produce, there was this man with a handlebar mustache wandering around. And he was very loudly, like, yelling, talking.
Mm-hmm.
Not yelling out of anger, just, like, that was his volume. And he had, like, a real strong Yinzer West Virginia accent. And he was yelling, "You can't have no corned beef and cabbage without no pearl onions." And the produce lady was like, "Is that right?" And he just kept shouting for pearl onions.
Pearl onions.
And I was like, oh yeah. For a second I forgot I was in Lorain County.
Oh, and then you bought me one of my favorite candies on earth, which is Good and Plenty.
Mm-hmm. They have a whole aisle there of just things that are a dollar or less.
Cool.
Yeah, highly recommend the Apples grocery store.
And I put up a mirror for you, so mm-hmm. I'm happy. I finally got that done. Took two prints to make it, because the first one I mismeasured, and it was, you know... Well, I used the original brackets to measure, you know, to make the measurement. And it turned out that the mirror is twice the size of those brackets. So I decided, well, I'm gonna reprint them, and they work.
It's much more secure now than the brackets I had before.
Right.
Where occasionally it would just, like, pop off the brackets and I'd have to catch it.
I'm using two bigger screws in the bottom because they're... It just seemed more secure. They screwed in a lot tighter than the originals. So... Yes, may you have years of, looking at yourself...
Ugh.
And admiring yourself.
No, it's horrifying, but I do need to be able to see if what I'm wearing is, like, totally see-through in the back, you know?
Mm-hmm.
There are reasons for having a full-body mirror.
So, what else is going on?
Well, you street harassed me today.
I was honking at Buster.
I was bent over, like a good citizen, picking up after Buster. With my ass pointed at the street.
I was honking at Buster.
And I was like, who is honking at me with the stupidest sounding horn I have ever heard in my life? And I turned around to give the stink eye, and I was like, oh, that's Jason's car. Okay. I'll allow it.
Yeah, it's, yeah, I was being, you know, I was being courteous to Buster. I stand by that. Also, that ass. So.
Yeah, so the thing is, like, people are always honking on that street, and you mm-hmm. never know why. There's a lot going on. We go to school, there's a church,
mm-hmm.
people see their neighbors. Sometimes you're just, like, waylaid by a random person. It happens all the time.
Yeah, I was not street harassing you. I just did it out of courtesy. That, you know, because I know who you are, and, you know, you were walking a cute dog.
You know, it's funny because I have only been actually street harassed on that street once. But I have been waylaid, mm-hmm. and it's always by a man.
Right.
For half a dozen other reasons that were stupid, but also funny. Like, there will be nonsense, and it will be coming from a man, but it's turned out to only be sexual harassment one time.
The noises that he's making is like, he's looking out the window,
That's his hobby.
I mean, I love the way, so Odo just looked out the window, and he's a rubbernecker all the way.
He's tall. He's tall enough that he can stand on his hind leg and put his paws up on the windowsill and look out.
But so he walks over, he uses his snout to push sweep the drapes aside, and then jumps up on the windowsill, and then he looks out in both directions, and he's making this, like, I am, let us see what is going on in the neighborhood today.
Oh, mm-hmm. yeah, he loves to bark at cats,
mm-hmm.
the constable's always outside,
mm-hmm.
Mr. Ventanas, everyone's got a nickname.
Chainsaw neighbor.
I was disappointed when I learned his day name.
So.
I can't be the only person who has stupid nicknames for neighbors.
Oh no. Everyone does. Oh, so. What else is going on?
I almost took a weapon into the Board of Elections today.
Oh, ma'am.
And by weapon, I mean a can of pepper spray. Mm-hmm. Like, it wasn't... But I didn't know, like, what the security policy was, so I had to go back to my car. I was like, don't be that person on the news.
Well... At least you didn't lose it like you lost your Leatherman at the...
Oh, when they confiscated it. I was big mad.
At the queue.
Like, anyone who knows me knows I could do more damage with my water bottle than I could with the Leatherman.
Mm-hmm.
I'm more of a bludgeoner than a stabber.
So keep a Maglite flashlight out of your hands. Like in yesterday's episode of Murder, She Wrote.
Anything can become a blunt object. Frozen leg of lamb.
Mm-hmm.
A 12-pack of Faygo.
Man, that would hurt.
Yeah, exactly.
So I think we should wrap this up because we have a movie to watch, mm-hmm. and then we have dinner to get to.
Oh, yeah, Jason's taking me to a nice birthday dinner, and I promise not to look like Al Borland when we go.
Yes, it's... Yes, I know it's a late birthday dinner, but, you know, well, we had the party for you, but I was like, you know what? I got to take her out to dinner.
It's my birth month. It's okay.
Yes, good point. So, anyway, folks, maybe we'll be back with something else. I don't know, but happy snacking, everyone.
Later, taters.
All right, we're doing something a little different here.
Beggin' strips.
We have beggin' strips, but not for us, of course. This is for the dogs.
Listen to this great audio.
That's Odo.
You give Odo his, I'll do okay. that. I've okay. got little hands.
Come here, Odo.
Oh,
come here. Sit. There you go. Is that good? I think he likes it. So.
Those are from Aunt Mandy.
And I have no idea what I'm getting here. I hear plastic wrapper.
Close your fist a little. Okay, it's an Outshine bar.
Oh, okay.
It's a flavor I don't think you've had.
Okay. It's yellow. Is this pineapple?
Yeah, it is.
Pineapple Outshine bar.
I got these at the
Sheffield Lake.
Ooh, apples.
Yeah. So Sheffield Lake is the town directly west of mine, and it is right next to Lorain, which is like the biggest Puerto Rican population in this part of the country. Mm-hmm. So we've got a lot of Hispanic foods.
Mm.
Okay. So this is the creamiest Outshine bar we've had to date, and it mm-hmm. contains no dairy. It's just like the texture of the pineapple.
That's amazing.
What I also get up here that I don't think you get is the mango with the tahini seasoning on it. That's spicy.
I haven't... I've only seen these at Mark's so far, and that's because I actually decided to look for them. So, and I haven't gone to Giant Eagle up by me. So
I think some of it's a demographic thing, though.
Mm-hmm.
So it may be that the Outshine bars are more popular and more diverse.
Well, I just picked up a box of lime for myself because, of course, I did.
They have lemon too, and
I know.
I almost bought the lemon, and I was like. Well, I probably could have just bought both. But I was like, go with pineapple.
They had lime and grape. And, you know, that's what I saw. That's what I saw. I didn't, like, I wasn't, like, I wasn't sticking my head in the freezer to see, it, you know, every single flavor they had. And it didn't seem like they had a ton right now because, you know, ice cream and stuff and, you know, frozen stuff isn't selling just yet. So
these are really good. These for me are like right up under the lime, which of mm-hmm. course are still the favorite. And then the mango with the tahine.
Mm-hmm.
Then I would go pineapple. I don't know if you have thoughts on that.
Definitely lime. I gotta say grape is up there.
The grape's pretty good. The pomegranate.
Mm-hmm. These are definitely up there. I don't know how I feel about the mango with the tahine.
For me, it's a nostalgic flavor because it makes me think about going to Mexico and eating things off the street that's sprinkled on top.
When you said eating things off the street, I just, you know, pictured you, like, you know, seeing something sitting in the middle of the road and eating it. But, you know, nah, I know what you mean.
I've watched enough
Andrew Zimmern to know exactly what you mean by street food.
There was only one street food that I didn't like.
Mm-hmm.
And I ended up barfing it out into some bushes
while
a priest held my hair. He was the one who kind of forced it upon me.
Mm.
We later found out that I was suffering from organ failure.
So, oh, okay.
Like, I'm going to say it was like 70% taste and like 30% organ failure.
Okay.
And that was pickled pig skin.
Mm. Yeah, no, I
tried it.
To me, that's a texture thing.
I think the sickness came from my body being sick.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't like the taste. Like, even...
Right.
Above the illness, so.
Ah, so, yeah, these are definitely good.
Would not throw these up in bushes with a priest.
That's high praise.
Yeah.
So.
What did we just come back from?
Oh, we just went out to dinner. I took her to I didn't really take her. We kind of walked together to get there.
Part of it, though. I love that we can walk to my favorite restaurant from my house.
Fratello's is a classic Italian.
It's nice.
It's old school Italian, which is nice. Oliver has been there. He can attest.
It's in the tiniest little storefront. It used mm-hmm. to be an old Dairy Mart. Not gas station even. An old Dairy Mart convenience store that they converted to an Italian restaurant. And they've had the same staff there for a decade, you know.
They must pay well.
Yeah, there's been a little turnover, but generally you see some of the same faces over and over.
I think the waitress that we had was the one that waited on us when Oliver was in town.
She was, and she's been there a long time. And I've seen her in my neighborhood. On Halloween, so she's local. She's a local girl.
So yeah, I had the shrimp fritello, which fritello sauce is their own. It's a white wine, garlic, and butter sauce, which, you know, you know with those three ingredients, there's got to be a secret in there somewhere.
Well, every restaurant has their own version.
Mm-hmm.
But everyone's is a little different.
Right.
And then I had it was Chicken Angela, and it was a walnut-crusted chicken with Fontina cheese sauce, which, as a lactose intolerant, is dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
And they served spinach and tomatoes underneath it, so they soaked up all that flavor.
Right.
And we had escargot.
Mm-hmm. Which, yes, I know what you're thinking. Isn't that French? That's what I said. But you know what? The Italians do a pretty damn good job on it.
And it's hard to find in Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
For all the types of cuisine we have,
mm-hmm.
there aren't that many places that do escargot.
Yeah, it's kind of a... probably based on taste, you know, like, you know,
your market. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't picture being a whole ton of escargot fans, or, you know, at least not like probably a lot of people that would like it if they were adventurous enough to try it. But no, that place is always good. And that was my suggestion. I said yesterday, I'm like, Would you like to go out to dinner to Fritello's tomorrow? And you said yes. And I was like, okay, cool.
I like that it's really nice food, but you can still wear jeans and not mm-hmm. feel like you're out of place. Like, it's like all levels of dress in there.
Right. And I'm not wearing jeans, though.
No, but you look really nice.
I'm wearing my black... I'll say dress pants are more like they're almost like a Dockers, or, you know, a business casual pant. That's for Mandy if she listens. and then my usual black button down collared shirt.
Yeah, you look great. I was wearing a collection of outfits, or a collection of clothing I got from Goodwill.
You looked very nice, and it was lovely. So yeah, I think that's going to do it now for realsies this time. So, happy snacking, everyone.
Later, taters.